Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Season 7 premiere of Star Spangled Eurovision. Guys, it's been 7 seasons. I know I say this every time. They're like, wow, so many seasons. But 7th year.
It doesn't feel like 7. It feels like this is like our 3rd.
I feel like you make up a number every season. You're like, oh, it's our 10th season. It's our 3rd. It's our 15th. I mean, I feel like, yeah, for sure.
We're keeping track, right? Like
our annual, our sophomore year. Let's go.
Have you guys been?
Oh, well, I have been, you know, in a steady mental decline since the last Eurovision season. But now, you know, it'll come back. Full swing.
Well, I'm excited to hear your mentally declined opinions.
That'd be great. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Max actually keeps us on vocal rest between May and January, so we're not allowed to talk to anyone to save up for the podcast. So I'm excited to be able to like actually communicate with the world again, share my opinions. They've been all bottled up for so long.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear your takes, Bart. They are the highlight of every season because whatever Alex and I say doesn't really matter. It's really you.
I don't know if I'm ready for them, but I will try my best to be ready.
Coming at you with like extra New York City spice now. I've only gotten like more inappropriate and more addicted to nicotine. So who knows what's going to come out of my mouth this year.
Well, we certainly miss you here in DC, but excited for these New York City opinions.
I mean, let's see. If these takes are a little too hot, I might not miss them as much. So,
yeah, but maybe we'll get more listeners.
Fair, that's right.
All right.
How many listeners do we have?
That's a secret.
Oh, okay.
Trade secret.
Trade secret.
Listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got listeners.
Hi, listeners.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in for another season. We're really excited to get this season going. And also, we will be in Malmö this year for Eurovision. Very excited. Well, technically, I still have to book my plane tickets, but we got the Airbnb, we got the tickets to the shows. We're going to be there.
Come see how nice we are in person and that we actually like each other, unlike you might think based on this podcast.
And also, guys, it's Malmö, not Malmö.
Well, none of us speak a Scandinavian language except
bad for start. Bad start.
It's okay. It's going to be like this the entire trip.
Yes, we're going to keep saying Scandinavian words, and you're going to be like, no, that's not how it is. Okay. Well, to start off the season, we have our first 4 songs that have been released. The season, of course, started way too early with France. Sometime in November, for some reason, they released a song. Who knows why, but followed closely by the Czech Republic, Albania, and just a day before recording this, we got the song from Slovenia. So let's start with France. France is sending Slimane with the song Mon Amour. So let's take a listen.
Oh, it's in French? What a surprise. Mon amour, je ferai tout ce que je peux, un océan dans le feu. L'impossible si tu le veux.
Okay, guys, well, I have my winner. It was a really fun podcast season. I'm out of here. France du Pont. I'm all in on Slimane. No, that is very the Twitter vibe for the past 3 months when it was the only fucking song in existence. Everyone was like, this is the winner. And I was like, okay, guys, let's like not premature ejaculate our votes out like too early on this voting cycle.
Hold formation.
It's like perfectly fine. He has a great voice. He has great stage presence. It's melodic. It's just like, it doesn't hit. I think a lot of people are comparing to Voila by Barbara Pravi, and it doesn't have that same crescendo and like impact emotionally for me as that did. I mean, I think this just like slips very closely into Dua Vitae, which Marco Mengoni did become one of my most listened to artists last year, and I still dislike that song because it's by far his most boring one. So, like, again, I think we're starting off the year on an unsurprising note of like Bart isn't enthralled by the mid-tempo ballad by the male singer, but sorry not to shock.
You're nothing if not on brand, Bart.
I try. We thought a year would change me, and it did not.
No, I agree with you. I think it's definitely like a beautiful, powerful song. It's very emotional. I would say you're really on point with the Voila comparison in that, yeah, it kind of starts off strong and then also like it just kind of continues at a similar pace. There is a bit of like a rise kind of crescendo moment, but it's not as like the juxtaposition between like the beginning and the end is not as strong as it was with Voila. So, I mean, I think it's still perfectly serviceable. It's a, you know, beautiful ballad. They kind of cornered the market on this one. So let's see what Italy sends, I guess. But it's fine. It was a good start to the season. I think it'll do pretty well, but you never know with France. I feel like sometimes they send something really interesting and fun and it flops. And then other times they send something pretty fine and it does pretty okay, or they send Voila and it does really well. I don't know. I can't really predict based on what we have so far. It is the first song, but it's a nice song. I like it.
I mean, I think my primary takeaway is I wish that I'd had that top when I went to go see Beyonce. The staging of that top was also just quite good. I just the sparkle, it really got me. And that is my takeaway from this.
I mean, we love a human disco ball, I guess.
No, I mean, you guys pretty much said everything else. Okay, so my comment is just strictly going to be on the top because I agree with you guys, which is rare.
Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome.
Well, Slimane is like a big name in France, so it's interesting that they got him, internally selected. They released the song really early in the season, so clearly they think they have an ace up their sleeve, so we'll see if they're right. But yeah, I think that's all we have to say on this one. Yeah? Great. All right, so let's move on to the Czech Republic, who once again held their national final, ESCZ, if you're European. And they chose Aiko with the song Pedestal. So let's take a listen. Check Olivia Rodrigo. How's it going? Now, this is... It seemed fun. Okay, we watched the live version from the Czech national final. Is it a mess? Absolutely. Vocals need work. It's a tiny stage that has no way to translate to Eurovision, so I have no idea how they're actually going to stage this in Malmö? Malmö? Whatever. But it was fun. She's got energy. She's got a presence. She's got this like messy early Kesha vibe to the performance, which for me, big compliment. A big Kesha stan over here. So I don't know. I feel like if I was there, I would be having fun. Watching it, I'm like, this is a big hot mess.
Yeah. Like, that, it was a performance. There were people on stage. I liked their outfits. I didn't really understand any of the lyrics, although it was my interpretation that it might have been English. I didn't really hear any singing, but that might come at a later date. As of right now, I feel like I should love this because it was giving, you know, queer vibes, and it was, it felt like it was calling me, but I just, like, I didn't really want to pick up. Like, it's like when Bart texts me to come to the club at 4 a.m. when I'm already in bed, and I'm like, no, like, honey, you just continue. Like, I'm not coming out for this. That's the kind of vibe this
is. It seems like you're having fun without me.
So yeah.
I'll just stay in bed. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I see it.
Yeah, clearly I was having fun without you because I laughed, and I loved my way through that performance. I'm obsessed with her Dua Lipa bodysuit ordered from Shein. I'm obsessed with, like, why ESCZ looks like it's, like, a, like, throwback to New Year's Rocking Eve 2004. Like, why is there, like, a weird filter on it?
Really? I thought it kind of looked like a gymnasium at a high school. Like,
for sure. I don't know. I feel like 60% of a song for me is, like, could I scream the chorus wasted at 4 a.m. at a club and feel like I'm kind of hitting the notes as well as the singer does. And this hits that 100%. Like, I'm going to be screaming, like, put myself on a pedestal. Like, no voice. And I'll be like, yeah, we're doing it. It's me and, what's her name? Aiko. Me and Aiko. We're doing it together. This needs, like, so much work, but I love it. I'm obsessed. What? Like, honestly, just take out, like, the verses that you can't understand. Just have her, like, strut around and then have her sing the chorus over and over.
If we give her some, like, some musical training and, like, we just help them figure. Also, the choreography just looked like a workout, like jazzercise. It didn't even like look like a dance thing. But honestly, I think that if you work on that and you work on the vocals and you work on, like, fine tuning the notes a little bit and you work on everything else, like, maybe this is it.
Listen, I'd rather watch this video and follow her moves than the Jillian Michaels videos that my boyfriend has. So I'm here for it.
I would say, I feel like if you got a stage manager to put out, like, tape for them, because it kept looking like they were going to run into each other while dancing, and also if they just, like, got Olivia Rodrigo to sing it, it would be, like, a TikTok hit. So I'm pretty convinced, actually. I think they have 5 months, 4 months. They're going to, you know, there's going to be, something will be produced at the end of this.
Listen, if that's it would be a lead single. I'm just saying.
Honestly, you know? Though, with bangs like that, it feels like she left that performance saying no notes. Like,
she was proud of herself, and yeah. she was living. And I stand that for us, for her, for Eurovision.
I know. It's just like sometimes the Gen Z approach of no notes doesn't always work when notes are clearly needed, but. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, her approach was kind of like no notes taken. Also, I might hit no notes, but kind of all the same.
And if you argue with me, I might hit you. Like,
all right. Well, that was Aiko with Pedestal representing the Czech Republic. Let us move on to Albania. So our traditional starter of the season, clearly booted from that pedestal. but the Albanian public chose Beza Kokedima to represent them at Eurovision this year with the song Zemrën Nadore. Nadore, I can't speak Albanian, so I apologize for
Actually, your pronunciation was perfect.
Yeah, you would know.
What do you, all Danes know Albanian?
She was the public selection for Eurovision, not the winner of Festival of Kingis, just like last year. But let's see what Albania is sending. Here is Beza Kokedima with Zemrën Ndorin.
Any notes. This was the perfect performance.
I don't think you listened to the song. I think you were just staring at her tits.
What? No! It was a beautiful song. There were many components. Like, I would give, you know, this might be the winner, guys. This is, this just feels like it had everything. It had a song. It had a stage. It was absolutely beautiful. She was beautiful. That dress, that was a perfect dress.
I mean, we got titties, we got a vocal. It's Albania. They're here.
Yeah. I mean, what more could you ask for? Titties in a song. Like, honestly, that's my Friday night right there.
I mean, they're nothing if not consistent, you know? We love it. We stand.
I was saying, the opening shot of this number, I was like, well, I already know what Alex is going to say.
Max was like, I hope you like titties. And I was like, do I? And then I thought, you know what? They can't be what they're hyped up to be. And then, you know, the vocal performance was strong. Let's just put it like that. It was good. It was good. It's a good song. Yeah.
I was saying, since me and Max will focus less on objectifying women.
Well, someone has to. Damn it.
I'm not denying you're allowed to. I will say, as far as like every Albanian entry is kind of the same, this one is like above average to me somehow. I don't really know why,
but like I know.
It may be like the melody, or it feels a little modern, or like the harmony. I don't know. I think for the past they've always felt like very similar, and this year I like something. I mean, obviously she has a great voice. I think they always have like a good, you know, slow to mid-tempo, like vaguely Albanian ethnic banger. But yeah, I feel like something about it, this one kind of clicked more for me. I feel like they'll probably end up qualifying like they always do. I'm sure they'll stage it in a way that's interesting.
This one had a bit more pop, right? Than the kind of the folky, like the...
I would say...
It wasn't folky at all.
Yeah, it felt like a little more modern in some of like the stylizations of it in a way that I enjoyed.
There's a little rap bit. She was vocalizing a bit. Yeah. I mean,
she is the new Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know. A rapper. What? Is he a rapper?
Babe.
Never mind. She does it all, is what I'm trying to say. She's the new hot bitch in town, and she deserves all the kudos.
I mean, it is a song, which is saying something for some Albanian.
Wow. Are you, that is true. If you see any jab at my queen from last year.
2 years ago.
Two years ago. How dare you?
Last year was also questionably a song.
No, that was
Ranella was like really questionably a song.
Ranella transcended what we traditionally know as music and brought us to like a tertiary plane of existence.
But she did not bring us to the final, so.
Yeah, she was robbed.
Well, that was Albania. They Albanian, like they tend to. But yeah, I would agree with you, Bart. I think it's a little bit more interesting than... I wouldn't say more interesting. I would say it's a little bit more modern than what they usually send. I like the folky stuff, but, you know, that's a bit more traditional. So we'll see. I'm sure she'll make the final. That's, yeah, that'll be nice. But we're only three songs in, so I guess we
her
don't know.
Her and her entire crew. I'm talking about the backup singers, you pervert. What? There was a lot of focus on the backup
singers. There actually was. In that video, they took their time on those backup singers.
I'm not always a pervert. Damn.
They had some nice harmonies, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. She hit the notes, which is more than we can say for some other people we've heard this episode already. Anyway, on that note, let us move on to Slovenia, who is sending Raven, an internally selected artist, with the song Veronica. Let's take a listen. Koga se bojiš, ko svoje želje zatajiš? Gledaš me u oči, podoba te mu niža.
So I actually really like this one. Like, granted, we saw the music video, but I feel like once we see the actual performance, like, clearly she's very into, you know, visually doing, like, interpretive dancing. And I don't know. I'm excited. If she can pull this up vocally. I know I wasn't being serious on literally any other entry, but I really like this one. I think that the chorus is catchy. It is a bit more slow, but I think that it can be super impactful if she gets the notes and she has a great choreography with it.
See, here's where I'm like, that this isn't a song. It's not a song. Was there a melody? I don't think so. Like, to be fair, I'm a little bit, my expectations for this were a little built up on Twitter because everyone was like, witchy vibes, popera, like, we're getting the whole kitchen sink, which is very, like, me, and this is none of that. Like, I'm like, the visuals are great. This music video is really beautiful. Clearly, she's very artistic, and I think if she can translate this kind of vision to stage, it would be very impactful, for sure. I don't want to listen to the song again. Just, I'm going to skip it every time it comes on the playlist. So sorry.
That's okay, doing but what nothing if I got, for me. What if I got a revamp? It speed it up a bit.
It still doesn't have a melody.
I don't know. With a revamp, I feel like this could be a real club banger.
Okay, well, I'm curious to hear it at the club. Yeah, we'll see.
I was like, I think I kind of split the difference between both of you because I agree with Max that, like, listening to it, I was like, what genre is this? Like, I would kind of just, like, is it, like, I guess alternative and, like, a catch-all, like, alternative pop, dark pop, experimental. I don't know what I was categorize it as. But then I also agree that I'm, like, I kind of listened to it again just to see what the fuck was going on. Like, there was something in it that was kind of catchy. Right. Kind of, like, appealing and interesting.
Thank you, Bart.
I think the big thing I would comment on down, though, on what Alex said, is I feel like we're going to see rehearsal footage of this, and it's either going to skyrocket in the odds and, like, this is amazing, or I would say more likely, like, this falls completely flat on stage and, like, does not translate. Like, I am leaving open the window that I could see it, like, if it's really well done and, like, she can hit all of those, like crazy notes in the last like minute of the song. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. If anything isn't like perfectly tuned or like brought together with the same visuals, it's just mm-hmm. going to come off as messy. So yeah. I would say like a big swing. I appreciate it. I don't think I'm gonna have it on like repeat. I think I would listen to it when it comes up. But yeah, I like definitely would have my jury out until I see some video footage.
Looking at like Slovenia's staging in the past, it's a bit more like minimalist, isn't it?
It depends on the song. I feel like they really kind of give us a different thing every time. Yeah. So they don't really have like a brand really in Slovenia, like a Eurovision brand in the way I would associate with some other countries.
Yeah.
So you can get like a Joker Out moment, or you can get a giant disco ball, you know, so,
yeah.
Or that weird pause in Polonais that we were just like, is something wrong? What happened?
I love Polonais.
Good song.
Polonais. God, yes, so good.
But yeah, no, I'm excited to see what this looks like on stage. I think it could be very impactful. I'm sure she can do the vocal. Like, I mean, we haven't heard her sing live, so I guess I can't say anything. She has been a previous participant in like the Slovenian national selection. So, you know, she's a known quantity. I think they're finally like, okay, you can finally go. give us your vision. Give us your arts. Bring it to the stage. And I'm excited to see what comes out of it. But will I be listening to this song? No. No, I won't.
So, well, there's only 4 songs on the playlist right now, so have fun listening to the other 3 on repeat if you're skipping this one already.
I mean, and then if we break it down to definition of what a song is, you only really got 2 options, so.
It's okay, we're still in the midst of national finals. They're all going on right now. We got plenty of songs to listen to. Hopefully some of them make it to the contest. Yeah?
Maybe? Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
Something
maybe
like this that.
Is it. Maybe they just like trim the fat this year and these are the 4 finals and they're like, honestly, we know that we could give more points. We just decided not to.
We ran out of money. It's fine.
They were just so shook hearing Pedestal that they were like, stop the presses, stop the count.
We got like, a winner.
This is the winner.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
I do like that the first 4 songs we get completely different from each other. Like, no overlap whatsoever.
So. I mean, none of them were, like, super, like, I want to shake my booty at the club vibes right now.
Yeah.
That's they're, like, true. They're all kind of slow-ish.
Yeah, we don't have, like, a real pop track yet.
Yeah.
But I like what it bodes for us this season, that all these 4 songs, at least, are, like, just in totally different universes. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that continues. We can get a really diverse array of acts this year. Is there anything else you guys are really looking forward to this season? Any expectations? Any, like, wishes?
Well, this is the year that Denmark is going to win it all.
Well, they tend to love to win when it's hosted in Malmö, so.
Yeah, it's, listen, okay? They're not going to disappoint like they have every single year. Like, this year is going to set itself apart, and it's going to be the year.
Riley part 2.
Oh, Jesus. Whoever you pray to, pray that Riley does not come back.
What about you, Bart?
I didn't think about predictions. I don't know. You go first. Do you have any?
I think, I hope it's like a really diverse lineup of folks. I think we're going to get some more crazy stuff because of Kaija doing so well. I think people are going to be willing to take more risks this year. And I'm hoping that, you know, maybe we don't go back to the cuckoo bananas of the 2000s Eurovision, but kind of combine that quality. But also, you know, what we love about show like Eurovision, which is like camp and performance and fireworks, unless you're Salvador Sobral. So
yeah, I guess I would agree with that. I think that like I would predict / hope that like people would just let the artists kind of have more creative freedom, mm-hmm. and hopefully like slightly less dance breaks for songs that are inappropriate to include dance breaks. Like if Veronica gets a dance break, hope is lost. hope is gonna be lost.
Yeah, we want dance breaks that you can actually shake your ass to at the club, but otherwise, yeah, Leave them on the cutting room floor, please.
Dance breaks only when they are part of like the artist's genuine personality.
Wait, genuine personality? Does that ever come out in a Eurovision performance?
Chanel! All right. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to our first episode of this season. As in previous seasons, we will be releasing episodes every other week up through probably April, and then we'll start doing them weekly leading up to the contest. And we hope to see you guys in Malmö. And yeah, I'm excited for this season. You can follow us on Twitter at @SSC_pod. I've been not good about tweeting along to national finals this year yet, but perhaps you'll see some of that as well. But yeah, send us your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you.
I think that one way that we should sign off as the countdown to Malmö is the traditional Nordic way of saying cheers, which is
Skål.
Skål. We missed you all.
Bye. Say bye, Alex.
Bye.